This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Unlike the debates now, where people aren't even allowed to speak freely or cheer or boo or do anything. But don't worry, you can speak your mind here. 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Conan.
And we're going to get back to Olivia's call. She's calling from Arizona. She has some fascinating concepts, some fascinating questions about the Reformed Satanic Church that I am the high priestess of.
Yes.
And it actually just made me realize that if someone claims to have authority over you, demand them to justify it. If they can justify it, then that person is a leader, and you can choose to obey them. If they can't justify it, it means they're a tyrant, and they won't allow you to disobey them. So the ultimate question is, can an authority justify itself? Well, in Christian theology, no. Yahweh cannot justify the authority that he claims to have. He says so.
I mean, he could. If he wanted to shoot some bolts of lightning down from the sky and, like, stop me in my tracks and boom down with a thunderous voice and say, "You will do as I say or I'll, exterminate you."
I mean, that would be pretty persuasive. Turn you to a pillar of salt. And actually, yeah. Ian,
but that's not justifying.
He actually did that quite often.
That's not justifying his authority over you. That's holding a gun to your
head.
That's holding a gun to your head and telling you to obey, just like the government.
Well, I mean, in that particular case, if we're talking about God, right,
God doesn't want me to drive home tonight, and he strikes down lightning and says, "Do not drive home tonight or I'll kill you," I'll say, "Why? Why don't you want me to drive home tonight?" If he can explain it, okay, that's a good reason. Thanks. I will not drive home tonight.
Well, but with God, God, in like the Christian theory, right, that
sure.
God could just simply say, "I created you. I'll take you out." Right, because that's the whole claim.
Sure.
So,
and I'll say, "Then take me out, dude. Yeah. I'm not obeying you just because you said to."
But if he does,
do your worst, man.
If he does, he loses. He loses the game that he set up and created himself. If you can defy him in such a way, and he has to take you out of the equation because you stood up to him, he just lost the game.
Well, he's already lost the game. That's the story of what he intends to do with Lucifer, is cast him into the pit.
But you're right. If you're talking about
Lucifer gets cast into the bottomless pit. Humans get cast into the lake of fire. He's going to ultimately destroy me according to Christian mythology.
Well, okay. But comparing the authority of a fantasy god to the authority of men, or this perceived authority of men, is a totally different story, right? Like, if there is a god and it's a supreme being, then he can take you out and create you as he or she, declares, right? So you can't really say anything about that. But with another man coming to you saying, "I'm in charge here. Look at my badge. I've got a uniform. You voted for me," or whatever the statement is. That person cannot justify their so-called authority unless you actually did grant something to them. And I know you certainly didn't. I certainly didn't.
I would disagree, though. I would say that the God arguing that isn't justified, any more justified than parents saying, "I created you, I can take you out."
Well, that's just it. If it were the God as they describe, it could take you out.
It could, but so could my parents. I mean, so could the government. That's not
true.
A justification of their authority. It's demonstration
a
of their power.
Exists. Yeah.
So what else did you have, Olivia?
Oh, yeah, actually, that's what really got me into this whole thing, like reevaluating my spirituality and starting to have these beliefs, was that I came from a very emotionally abusive childhood. And it was, of course, a very devout household as well. And
they usually
in
are.
Order, yeah. And so I started self-sabotaging every relationship that I got in as an adult, and I started realizing the problem was me. And so getting on the journey of, like, dealing with personality disorders and just doing a ton of research on that and trying to fix myself, I started to see that religion is basically one giant personality disorder, like narcissism.
Yeah, it's how humans project their own beliefs onto something that they believe is greater than themselves so that they can justify forcing it onto other people. Real quick, I have to ask, you mentioned all of this. Are you engaging in any sort of psychedelic, like shrooms, to help you deal with all of these things?
No, although I did have an experience that was very much like what people describe on shrooms. One day my mom had given, I was at one of my lowest points in my life. It was actually a few months ago. I was calling all the time because y'all were some of the only people who would talk to me. And I was reading the Bible because my mom had given me one, you know, and it was so dark. It was the Old Testament. It was so dark. And I was just at the point where I was like, I'm done with this crap. It's so dark, and I'm tired trying to believe it when I really, in my heart, I feel it's wrong. And so I just started praying to whatever is true. Like, I was just, whatever's true and whatever loves me and whatever's out there and whatever made me, like, just, is this true or not? And in that moment, I had, like, what people describe on shrooms. It was like I was suddenly immersed in this love that was just universal, and I understood that it flowed through everything, and I am it, and it's me, and it's everyone. And I'm like an expression. I don't know. It was one of the most intense moments. And it was like suddenly I was back in my body, and I was just like pouring tears. It was intense. So after that,
I'm not a medical doctor, but I would recommend shrooms.
Maybe someday.
At least just for the experience.
You laugh, but I'm being 100% serious. That is absolutely not a joke.
I would recommend doing it with a sitter the first time, though, not taking them alone.
Very good advice.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of your experience that you just described. It's almost kind of an opening of the third eye, where it is kind of a trip where you see, you know, the other realities that are out there, the truth that is all around us, and that we're kind of really in our meat husks that we're trapped in. We just can't see any of what's really going on out there. And I'm thinking that may be what you experienced.
Yeah, it was like all this, and you know, the funny thing was, it was like all this resistance left me, all this resistance, all this hate. I was able to forgive things I had never been able to forgive before, and my life got exponential. I mean, I had a miraculous turnaround in my life. Like, you would not believe. I went from, like, pretty much sleeping on a floor homeless to, like, a really, the life I wanted. It was amazing. But and I think it was all that resistance just shedding itself.
And Olivia, where are you now? Has this been a change in your life since this happened?
Yeah, so I was working a job I really, really hated.
Sounds like the rest of us as well.
And I ended up going back to my emotionally abusive childhood home. And I just didn't know what to do from there. I had, like, nobody in my life. My mom treated me like a disgrace. And then, you know, I got in contact with somebody who had always kind of been there for me, but we had a falling out. And we got back together, even though it was really dicey at first. And things have just gotten better every day. I mean, there's still really rough days, actually, but on the whole, things are kind of going up. You know what I mean?
That's good. Congratulations on all of that.
Well, a little bit of meditation can go a long way.
That's, I mean, well,
you know, that you don't have to take mushrooms to be able to sort of connect with something else, whatever that is, whatever that was that you experienced. I've had a similar experience before. To that, and it was on, I think it was LSD at the time.
So you needed that help. That helped me.
It's a cheat
to get it. To get over the door.
Yes. Yeah. I wouldn't say you need it, but it's definitely an easy way.
I guess there are other ways you could do it too. You could try fasting.
Well, some people say meditation can take you right there.
You could try. You try sleep deprivation.
No, don't do that.
Actually, Conan made a great point. While I was at my mom's house, I went on a 14-day water fast, which was pretty difficult. But I had been.
How do you do that? Aren't you supposed to die after like a few days with no water?
No, she's drinking water, right?
It was,
yeah,
that's,
it was
all, that's all you drink.
Oh, yeah. Only water.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you could go months without. Well, maybe you and I couldn't, but some people could go months without food.
But the water, yeah. So it was, I was drinking water, but nothing else, and. You know, I had been having nightmares up to that point about my old job. I was having nightmares about my old relationships. I was in a really bad place. And that actually, when I came off of it, it was all gone. It was like I don't know where it detoxed.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Olivia, for the call. I don't know that I would recommend water fasting, never having tried it. And I like food. If I don't eat, I start to get really, really angry. And that's generally
no
not
one
good.
Wants an angry Aria.
855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany, but when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out. DINOVITE.com. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition.
You get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You called us. We were listening to this, the circus that is the debates. It's glorious. Oh, God, it's glorious. I cannot wait for the clips. I mean, the whole thing for me, if I was to make a clip of it, it would just be the entire debate. It's just Trump and Biden constantly during the brief 2 minutes that we were actually watching.
Yeah,
and
how would you clip that? There's no pauses. There's nowhere to stop.
Biden said, "Here's the deal," no less than twice in
really?
That 2 minute period. He did. So that drinking game that we were inventing last Wednesday, we would kill someone.
Mm.
Of alcohol poisoning if they actually followed those rules.
And that's why you don't play a drinking game the same way. What you do is you play bingo. Trump, Biden, bingo. You have your cards. They all have phrases.
Oh, and when you get bingo, then you take a drink.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no. Well, all the losers have to drink. The winner gets to play on, unless he wants to take a drink.
Well, the whole point of these drinking games is to create rules where people get drunk, Conan.
That's what I'm saying. If I won, I would be like, all right, you guys all have to drink, but I'm going to take one too.
I don't know if Trump has let Biden get through an entire answer in this debate. Now, I don't know what the rules are here, but don't debates normally give a candidate like a minute to speak uninterrupted?
I guess it depends on what kind of debate it is. I guess you can have a formal debate where there are rules.
That's almost always how these debates are, right? Like, I honestly never have watched one of these things
before. Ian, it's 2020, man. Yeah, usually if someone interrupts you or brings your name up, you wait until they're finished, and you'll have a 30-second rebuttal, and everyone's waiting in line, waiting patiently to actually talk.
There's nobody waiting here. Trump's just
absolutely
right
not.
In.
But I mean, I saw this. This is foreshadowed during the Trump-Hillary debates, where he was just walking all over as well, but nothing like this. This is just a constant steamroll.
Yeah, it's great.
He's going to the max. He doesn't care.
So they were talking about health care, which is not interesting to me. I don't find the subject
it's still
interesting.
Boring.
Yeah, the actual context of whatever it is these two senile people are talking about. I love this screenshot where I paused it here, too. It's got Joe Biden, who looks like he's about to break down and cry, and Trump, who just looks like he's bullying him. He's like, look at this crazy guy.
I think that's about what everyone expected.
This is the best screenshot to encapsulate what we were just watching. Oh, man.
And by the way, apparently this is the oldest pair of presidential candidates in history.
Really?
That's what it says on the front page of Drudge Report right now.
Well, that makes sense. It is 2020, though, and people are living longer. At least their generation, these boomers,
yes,
the silent generation, live longer. I can't say the same for the younger generations who are, obese, offing themselves from depression, from corona depression.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have to be an old person to run for president. You only have to be 35 years old.
Is it only 35?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And an American citizen. The issue, one of the biggest issues in the United States, is that we still have 78-year-old men arguing with each other, and that one of these two horrible abominations that call themselves human beings is going to be the next president of the United States.
The leader of the free world.
And there's nothing any of us can do about it.
Nope, except it maybe secede.
Secession now.
Maybe secede from their country.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Hadding calling from Florida. Hadding, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello. I'm an online acquaintance of Christopher Cantwell's. Probably played a somewhat significant role in his conversion away from libertarianism.
Uh-oh.
That's unfortunate.
We're not off to a good start, my friend.
Well, I think it was a good start.
I don't know if he's your friend.
The problem for Cantwell was that he didn't realize that you can't behave the same way once you've been labeled a white supremacist, a neo-Nazi. You can't get away with the things that you could get away with when you were a libertarian, you know?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but he wasn't really, I mean, he wasn't passively labeled a Nazi. He said he was a Nazi.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not really stressing that subtlety about it, okay? But the point is, once you get labeled that way, and if you do it to yourself, that doesn't make it any better, okay?
What happened with Cantwell and the Nazi label, if I recall correctly, was that people started calling him a Nazi based on his viewpoints, which were becoming more racist over time, and eventually he just said, oh, well, if you're going to call me a Nazi, I'll go ahead and just embrace. Go ahead. I'm a Nazi, essentially, is what he said.
Right. And actually, in fact, he was not really a National Socialist, and I think I had arguments with him about that.
Yeah, is that because you are?
Well, I am a National Socialist, have been for a long time, since 1989. And
what is it that you like about socialism?
Socialism. Well, okay, you're straw-manning already. Okay.
I'm sorry, didn't you just call yourself a National Socialist? How is that a straw-man to ask you what you like about it?
There's a specification there that you're leaving out.
What do you like about National Socialism, then?
What's the difference?
I wanted to talk about, and you're kind of diverting me onto
a
subject.
Well, you called in as a Nazi, so we're going to ask you questions about it.
But I have something I want to say here.
And we will let you say it as soon as you tell us what you like about National Socialism.
National Socialism is a realistic approach to nationalism, which reflects this essentially biological nature of man and the fact that the gene pool, not the individual, is the unit of survival. Okay? Is that a good enough answer?
It's a horrible answer,
words
but
strung together.
It is a word salad, yes, but it is technically an answer. So
go ahead with your point of whatever you were trying to say.
Okay, I wanted to make a factual point. I heard Ian Freeman twice, and I appreciate the fact that you guys have been discussing Cantwell's case. Otherwise, I wouldn't have much information about it. Ian Freeman twice mentioned Pastor Martin Niemöller, and it called him a Jewish pastor. I don't think there even is such a thing as a pastor in the Jewish religion, but Martin Niemöller was not a Jew at all. He was a German nationalist who enthusiastically supported Adolf Hitler, but was thrown in jail in 1938 because he was also a Christian fanatic who insisted.
Dude, I don't think me or Ian care about a history lesson involving...
Yeah, okay, so I got a fact wrong about Pastor Martin Niemöller. So what?
And he's also not a very admirable figure, because what he wrote in 1946...
It doesn't matter to me whether he's admirable or a figure or not. He wrote a poem that makes sense. It's called First They Came for the... And then you fill in a few different words, so like communists or trade unionists or, in this case, Nazis. And then they came for me, and there was no one else left to fight because no one was standing up as they were coming after the other groups. That was the point of bringing up Pastor Martin Niemöller. So do you have anything relevant to say?
About that? Well, the fact is he only wrote that to get himself off the hook, to keep from getting lynched himself.
Whatever.
Because he should have been. Look at the Wikipedia.
I don't care. And I don't care if Gandhi was actually a womanizer. You know, there's all kinds of... it doesn't matter to me what the imperfections of these people are. Get a life.
Henning, thank you so much for the call. And find a better ideology, one that doesn't... You know, I can justify my positions in anarchism without stringing together a borderline incoherent word salad that doesn't make sense to anyone who isn't already a Nazi, because it's just nonsense. 855-450-3733.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady are headed to Cleveland, Ohio for the first presidential debate tonight with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Biden will be in Cleveland, but his wife Jill will be in Michigan touring a farm and also attending a voter mobilization event. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farris says there's one thing we can be certain the president will bring up in the debate.
Hunter Biden, who had no qualifications to receive this massive loan from the mayor of Moscow's wife, $3 million, there's some real questions that need to be answered about corruption and pay to play, and we're going to be asking those questions.
the NFL saying 8 members of the Tennessee Titans, including 3 players, have been infected. The team facility has been shut down until Saturday. The Titans played in Minnesota this past Sunday. That has led to the Vikings also stopping in-person activities. This is USA Radio News. It's a huge week for the aviation industry. Some $25 billion in federal payroll assistance, which airlines received when the coronavirus first began, runs out on Wednesday. One thing some airports are doing to help win back confidence of passengers is by introducing pre-flight coronavirus testing right at the terminal. Tampa Bay International Airport is one of the airports doing this.
We got to try to get out of this hole. Anything we can do to get out of this hole safely is what we want to do.
Tampa Bay International Airport CEO Joe Lapano on NBC News. Voters in Atlanta are going to the polls today. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
Atlanta voters are deciding today who will fill out the short remainder of the late Congressman John Lewis's term. 7 candidates on the ballot for the special election in the 5th Congressional District. That unexpired term will run out this coming January.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I want to say thank you to Gavin again, who is tonight's amplifier. He was also last week's amplifier for complicated reasons that aren't worth getting into. I want to say thank you. That means he's a member of the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. It's where you can go if you like the show to support the show. It helps us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, hence his name. It's got a number of cool little perks, like an AMP-only Facebook group if you haven't yet been banned from Facebook, an AMP-only call-in line that no longer exists. Well, there is one now.
An AMP call-in line.
But you can find it at matrix.
It's a phone number. No, it's a phone number.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's also the, well, it's not.
There's no AMP line.
Yeah, AMP-only.
I don't think that's possible there.
But it is an awesome program, and we appreciate it. Gavin, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you continue listening, and we hope you continue amplifying the show. Now, we were just listening to the debates, and they're glorious.
Trump literally just called Joe Biden an idiot on the stage.
He said, you graduated the lowest of your class.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about being smart.
Right.
Or something,
yeah.
Something to that effect. Like, wow.
You know, I've noticed there's one thing that I've noticed about Trump and his the people who can't stand him.
The economy's going up, Conan. It's going way up.
You know, and this is kind
whatever
of
the hell that means.
Kind of in line with the idea that the left can't meme. The mm-hmm. left can't even be funny anymore. They can't be humorous. Even left wing comedians who have distanced themselves, the George Carlins of this world, don't even want to be mentioned in the same sentence any longer with this new group of people who just they can't have fun. They're not funny. They can't meme. And I'm not voting for the guy. I'm not voting for Trump. I think he's kind of a doofus on a whole lot of issues. But the dude is funny.
He is entertaining.
It is hilarious.
He is entertaining, and the fact that the left can't see that. I'll have a conversation with a leftist, who have all of the talking points. The Putin is pulling Trump's strings, and Putin stole the election, and Rona this, Rona that. And I'm like, but Trump just said something hilarious. You didn't even quirk a smile. You didn't get that. What is so wrong with you that you can't see? I mean, even I'll laugh at a lefty that made a joke if they could any longer. I don't believe that they can, but I mean, back in the George Carlin is a leftist. Guy's hilarious.
But Adult Swim just took down several episodes of Aqua Teen Hunger Force and The Boondocks for being problematic. The Boondocks, written by a black dude, created to be politically incorrect. Several of his episodes permanently pulled down by Adult Swim.
Aqua Teen is also, I guess they are. They are. But Boondocks is definitely in that, you know, if you're going to follow the cancel culture that's rampant in our culture these days, you got to.
Yeah, so head on over to the Pirate Bay now and download your full archives of these shows because give it 10 years and these episodes won't be available anywhere.
Well, there'll be a lot less of them, but I'm sure there'll be archivists that will like myself.
That's what I'm asking people to do.
That will hold
archive
on,
these things.
Will hold on to that type of content and so they can show their grandkids. Hey, kids. Hey, Joey.
We used to laugh about this.
We used
this,
to laugh about this kind of stuff.
Because there was nothing else we could do but laugh.
Look at this guy, George Carlin. This guy, he's so unpolitically correct, making jokes about everyone and anything, especially in a lot about the government. And, the comedians can't say this stuff anymore. They have been put in their place.
Well, if you think the debate tonight is going to be a laugh riot, there is a special pandemic episode of South Park premiering tomorrow.
There is.
An hour-long special.
So that wasn't last Wednesday. That's tomorrow Wednesday.
Tomorrow night.
I cannot wait to see the direction they choose to take it because it's going to be glorious.
Well, I know that one of these football teams, how they're taking pictures of the photographs, digital copies of fans with masks on, and they're putting them out
in the stands.
It looks just, oh my God, it is so ridiculous. Well, someone, one of these teams did the same thing with the entire South Park community.
They put the South Park people in the stands?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
My guess on how this episode starts is going to be the four boys walking to school inside of bubbles, wearing masks and goggles.
No,
that's my prediction, and probably plastic gloves over their cloth gloves.
One kid will be he'll be all over it. He'll be all for the lockdown, and that would be Kyle.
No, the parents are going to force this on. Yes, Kyle will be all for it,
and Cartman is not going to stand for it.
Cartman's not going to wear a mask,
but only because he doesn't want to go back to school. And, of course, Kenny's going to die from Corona.
No, Kenny doesn't die anymore. They retired like a decade ago.
Well, they need
now.
To bring it back.
He'll die occasionally.
And I don't have. And Stan is the straight man. I don't know where he's going to come out on all this, except he's going to be the one who...
He's going to be quiet and melancholy the entire time as all of the rules constantly change around him. We are probably eerily close, or we're entirely wrong.
Well, that's possible, too.
It is Matt Parker and Trey Stone. There is no... or Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
They're supposed to be libertarians, but that doesn't... Just because you're a libertarian didn't mean that you didn't buy into all this nonsense, right?
So I know libertarians are all about it.
Some of them.
I suspect these two did not.
I hope they didn't.
But I look forward to seeing it. Yeah. It's going to be good.
Yep.
Is it going to be streamed anywhere?
I have no clue. I don't know.
If it's not,
because I don't have cable and I'm not getting.
It'll be on Torrent.
It'll be on Torrent.
It'll be on Torrent.
And they also,
I'll be on the show
or whatever.
They host their episodes on, I believe, Comedy Central. But you don't always get the most up to date episode. You know, right when it happens. I think you might have to wait a couple of days.
It won't be hard to find this.
No, I suspect you're correct. I look forward to it.
Highly downloaded.
A lot of great things for me to watch tonight. And this is after I go home and freaking play Minecraft. Then I get to watch the debate. And tomorrow, I get to watch the South Park coronavirus episode.
There you go. It's a good week.
Things could be worse.
Could be.
They are, kind of, if you think about it.
And
worse.
At some point, I have to run a sheriff campaign, I'm told.
Yes, yes. It's great that we have these escapes that we can get away from it all and
So they're arguing about coronavirus right now in the debates, or at least they were during the last commercial break, and it's just so exhausting. I'm so sick of hearing about it. I remember saying that back in May.
It's going to get worse in the fall.
We
are.
Yeah, now we have our twindemic coming. We had the influenza and the Rona. The twindemic.
My God, deaths will go all the way up to a fraction of a percent.
Well, I listen to some of these guys in our own community, by the way, the ones who really support the mask mandate.
Like the politicians.
And they're talking about by the end of the year, yes, the politicians, by the end of the year, the death toll will have doubled to 400,000.
Oh.
And I'm like,
well, did you not
hear
Trump?
I'm like, what?
They're going to have the debate sooner.
What statistics are you looking at, man?
Not the debate, the vaccine sooner.
But we have to have the mask mandates are saving countless thousands. If you know, you look, you wait. The death toll will double by the end of the year, and that's all thanks to Trump. Mm-hmm. And if Biden had been in charge, he would have saved us from all of this.
That's what they want you to believe.
It's ridiculous.
Well, neither one of them would have really saved us from anything, because the government's not capable of saving us from anything. And it scares me that humans have actually gotten to a point where their hubris is so great that they believe that somehow, by decree, the government can protect them from a natural force like a pandemic.
Well, it's been bent into their heads in, you know, public schools.
We fully understand starvation.
That's what the president's okay for. That's what government's for. It's for to protect the people.
Right, but we fully understand the causes and effects of starvation. We understand what it does to people. We know everything there is to know about starving, and the government can't keep people from starving. Governments around the world, they're incapable of solving hunger.
Or homelessness.
It's solved here in the United States. I mean, the relatively, you know, it's not a free market, but this market
I agree.
Is...
A relatively small number of people starve to death in the United States.
There's no starvation in the United States.
Yeah, in this country...
Well, there is occasionally.
In this country, poor people are fat.
They are fat, fat, fat in the United States.
Big old fat fatties.
Yeah, there's plenty of food. You get hungry, go down to the community kitchen, and they will give you a box of food. No problem. No questions asked.
Well, that's not the government, though.
Okay. But I wasn't saying the government solved
hunger. Actually, they get a lot of their money, the community kitchen here.
That's
they get
true.
A lot of money from the state
but
and the feds.
But they'd be fine without it. They'd be fine without the government handouts. They just take what
they get $150,000 from the city of
Keene. But my point is, the government can't protect them from hunger despite knowing everything there is to know about it. Do they really believe it can protect them against this virus that they still don't seem to know anything about? 855-450-3733.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We will create 7 trillion new jobs, and we will tax people to the tune of $437 gazillion, and we'll raise an unlimited amount of money. We'll grow the economy by doing so. It's Ian, Aria, and Conan here on Free Talk Live. You can talk about whatever you want, 855-450-3733.
But damn it, Aria, Biden isn't Trump.
That is factually correct.
He's going to get any votes this election is because he's not Trump.
Trump is also not Biden.
And there's going to be the Trump supporters who are going to vote for Trump simply because of that reason, because that's how they do it. You can attest to this. You are our nominee here in Cheshire County for sheriff. And you got quite a few votes, if I remember correctly. 4,000?
Yeah.
So someone that tells me that people weren't doing the research beforehand.
Well, we assume so.
We assume. Right. It would be really nice if all 4,000 of those were like, yeah, you know what?
Well, we know for a fact all 4,000 didn't. There were some who are like, oh, my God, I wouldn't have voted for this person if I knew this. How did this happen? There are some of those people.
Right.
But beyond, you know, maybe 30 or 40 of them who have said it outright, we don't really know how many of them.
We will find out the next time around. This will be the proving point.
We won't, though, because we won't know how many of the people who voted for me were Democrats or Republicans independents.
You'd have to exit poll.
We would love to have that data, but we can never realistically have it, unfortunately.
You can do it, but you have to do an exit poll.
I'm not doing it. If someone wants to do an exit poll, I'm good with that, but I'm not going to do it.
It's very time-consuming.
I don't care that much about the data. But ForkFest is coming up next year, and you can join us June the 28th through July the 5th for ForkFest 2021, ForkFest 5 at Rogers Campground.
Yeah.
There's no ticket for ForkFest. No one is in charge. It's totally decentralized. You have to follow the campground rules, but that's it. There's no ticket cost. It's great. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. Last year was the best year ever for ForkFest.
You've been to all of them, I think.
I have been to every ForkFest, yes. Even back to the first one when it was Somalia Fest. Yeah. It's a great time. Come join us, ForkFest.party. You can find links there to the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Again, ForkFest.party. That's fork like the food. It's a cryptocurrency joke. It's not an eating festival.
There's some good food there.
There is some really good food there. Bring your cryptocurrency. Bring your gold because you can actually use it there. Last year, you could buy a massage with cryptocurrency or gold. You could buy a chiropractor experience. You could buy your meals. I don't think I spent USD the entire time I was there. It was always either gold or crypto. And I only got turned down on gold once.
Ooh.
Yeah. By the hot sauce guy. And I had to have the hot sauce. So. Forkfest.party. Now, Conan, you've got this article here about coronavirus tests and the concentration of the virus within people or something to that effect. We haven't had much time to really get into it.
Yeah. What is this PCR test has basically, in my opinion, brought the whole global economy to its knees. This is what the authorities are using to justify all of this nonsense, and I'm calling them out. Let's actually discuss what this thing is. The PCR test amplifies genetic matter from the virus in cycles. The fewer cycles required, the greater the amount of the virus or viral load in the sample. The greater the viral load, the more likely the patient is to be contagious.
I hope Mark is listening. He'll be so happy to hear people are talking about viral loads in his absence.
This is something he talks about a lot, or is that a sexual thing?
No, he's
always looking at these stats.
This number of amplification cycles needed to find the virus, called the cycle threshold, or CT, is never included in the results sent to doctors and coronavirus patients, although it could tell them how infectious the patients are. So right now, you just get a yes or a no. In actuality, the way that this system works, the way that the PCR test works, is basically you take a sample, and then you magnify it, you double it. And then you enhance you enhance that cycle, that sample, and you keep going
until you find it.
Well,
so I mean, they basically incubate it. I mean, that's how doctors have always looked for germs and bacteria in people.
You grow it. So
yeah, it's called incubation. They have chambers for it.
So by default,
they take a sample, they put it on a petri dish, and they incubate it.
By default, you want to go 30 rounds, which will get you a billion of the original sample. Now here's the problem. That has been the recommended number, but they're going well beyond that. They're going 37 and up. They're going 40 cycles. And so, yes, I mean, I've said it before, if you tested every single one of us in this room and the people who've been in this room, I bet you if you amplified it 40 damn times, you'd find corona in every one of us.
Hmm.
Now, the reason some people are not being tested positive is because all of these companies are doing it differently. Some of them are actually doing it 35 times cycle. Some of them are going 37, and some are going all the way up to 40 until they, like you said, Ian, until they find something.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why you have so many asymptomatic people walking around who are not sick, who are perfectly healthy, who can't go back to work because a stupid-ass test told them that they were sick. And it's like, well, no, I mean, if you amplify it enough times, that's just the nature of the game. And as I said before, the original creator, the inventor of this test, Carrie Mullis, said specifically, no, this is wrong. This should not be used.
It wasn't being used the way he intended it?
To test for viruses. He tested it so you could, you needed a bigger sample of like DNA. So human DNA. This is being tested on, this is being used to calculate, you know, virus RNA and whatnot. And we don't even know. And so when it comes to the HIV/AIDS comparison, the fact that a lot of people believe that that's how you get AIDS is from HIV, he was firmly in the other side, in the other camp, whereas he didn't believe it. He believed AIDS was something completely different.
Why?
Because of the way that they were testing and finding HIV in people. They were using the same silly test. And all I'm saying is, we humans are walking germ bags. We're walking virus bags. We are full of nasty content. And our human, the human DNA, the human part of us is actually, if you have a good immune system, we're actually constantly, every single day, every moment of our lives, we are fighting all of these viruses, all these bacteria, all this fungi that are in our systems.
Well, not necessarily, because a lot of them aren't fighting our bodies. A lot of them are just kind of there.
And you have beneficial components, viruses and whatnot, organisms in our bodies that are beneficial.
I mean,
and
you have mites on your eyelashes. Every human being does. I hate thinking about it.
Yeah, it's gross.
But there you are.
One doctor says a test cycle threshold above 35 is too sensitive, agreed Juliet Morrison, a virologist at the University of California, Riverside. I'm shocked that people would think that 40 would represent a positive value. 40 is way too high. It should be 30. And she's saying at least 35, but it should be 30 cycles. A more reasonable cutoff would be 30 to 35, she added. Mina said he would set the figure at 30 or even less. Those changes would mean the amount of genetic material in a patient's sample would have to be 100-fold to 1,000-fold that of the current standard for the test to return a positive result.
Okay, so the tests are too sensitive. And
way too sensitive.
Obviously, if coronavirus was as infectious as we had been led to believe, then we all have it right now.
Or at very
low concentrations, very low viral loads, so that we're not actually sick from it.
Or we have even a previous year's coronavirus. Corona is not new. This could be, you could find corona in somebody, and it could be last year's corona.
I assume when they're testing, they're looking for that particular strain of corona.
Does the test even determine the difference between one strand of corona and another?
I don't believe it does. I believe it's looking for corona, mm-hmm. which is not a new thing.
But that's literally anyone who has a cold.
I think cold influenza and corona are different, if I understand correctly.
I didn't say influenza. I said the cold. The common cold is a type of coronavirus.
But there are different strains of cold, so not just a few.
Yes, but
that's why
I asked the question: are they not testing for that particular strain of coronavirus?
No,
they've decided what corona was back in March, and that's all they're looking for. Now, whether there are different variations of corona, which I believe that there are different strains,
we know there are at least 19.
Does this test see all of those? Does it bunch them all into one group?
That's literally what I just asked.
We're not clear on that.
I'm not clear, but I do know this. These tests are way too sensitive. There are way too many people who are COVID positive.
They want those numbers going
the numbers are going up.
Fear go up.
You got restaurants that are still closed. You got the maskies out there who are trying to basically defend their position on all of this, whether it be political or whether they actually do care about other human beings. It's nonsense. And this is the key right here. This test is the key to why we are where we're at right now. And people need to. I'm going to put this in the Telegram group so that people
it's
can read
the
this.
Test. It's total fear is why we're here, where we are.
Absolutely. And because the government, you know, capitalized on that fear to control us all. Thanks for listening. This has been Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.